Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting fourth. The DH, Steve Strotter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Mailer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bud Bulling. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Moore. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Bulling and he is out, Randle applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Strotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strotter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Mailer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mailer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bosley trying to get to third. Murphy throws the ball into Gross, who tags Bosley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 1-0, Mariners. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Strotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Strotter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Henderson moves to third. It's Mariners, 1, Athletics, 1. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mailer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Cowens moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mailer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mailer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mailer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Mariners 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Kearney moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kearney scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Bocht reaches second base with a double. Randle moves to third. Steve Strotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strotter is 0-for-2 in the game. Strotter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mailer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mailer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mailer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Kearney moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mailer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kearney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randle moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Steve Strotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strotter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strotter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Vandberg now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Jim Spencer. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Rudy now playing first base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Mailer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mailer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mailer hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley moves to second. Joe Simpson pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Serna now playing shortstop. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. McKay strikes out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson pinch runs for Bruce Bocht. Steve Strotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strotter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Strotter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.